Now that the U.S. presidential election has entered the history books, we would be wise to turn our attentions to China. Communist Party leaders are now meeting in Beijing for an important shuffling of China's leadership, and that includes the selection of a new president. And all of this is extremely important to us here in Michigan. And Tom Watkins knows that all too well. He's the former state school superintendent, former mental health director of Michigan, and someone who has been closely involved in building ties between Michigan and China. He's so closely tied in fact, that tonight he's flying to Beijing to be present for the selection of China's new president. So we're catching you while you're packing, are we, Tom?
I am packing, looking forward to going off, being in Beijing. I've been traveling there for about the past 25 years, looking for ways, as you've mentioned, to build cultural, educational, and economic ties between Michigan and the People's Republic of China.
So, Tom, tell us about China's new president.
Well, it's quite interesting. Xi Jinping, it's spelled X-I, but pronounced Xi, soon to be the president of China, his current vice president of China. He has a very interesting life. He was impacted by the Cultural Revolution. His father was one of the original revolutionaries with Mao Zedong, and his father was a bit of a reformer. In fact, was one of the people that worked with Deng Xiaoping, who followed Mao Zedong to open China to the world. And so he's got a history of a revolutionary, considered a princeling in Chinese terms, one of the sons of the revolutionaries. He was a sent down youth during the Cultural Revolution. He was sent to the countryside to work with the peasants, where he stayed for over 7 years. So he has a very interesting kind of pedigree, have been kind of part of the elite and part of the sent down youth during the Cultural Revolution. But he also has a tie, along with his father, to America. This past year, Xi Jinping, as a vice president, had lunch with President Obama at the White House on Valentine's Day, and then went to Iowa, where as a provincial official, he spent some time in the 1980s. And that relationship has, I think, bode well certainly for Iowa, because part of that visit, he purchased $4.3 billion worth of soybeans. And the other is that he kind of understands Americans. Having that Midwest connection, I think, will bode well for America and for us here in Michigan moving forward.
Would it be safe to say that, a fair statement to say, that we are frenemies with China, we in Michigan and in the U.S.?
I think that is. Frenemies is, an interesting term. We need to collaborate, cooperate. But we're also competitors, fierce competitors on the world stage. There's no more important geopolitical relationship than the relationship between the People's Republic of China and America. Going forward, every major issue confronting the world, whether it's the global economy, climate change, Iraq, Iran, North Korea, Syria, it's not going to intersect at the corner of Washington, D.C. and Beijing. And how we manage that relationship between China and the United States will not only impact the people of America and China, quite frankly, all of humanity.
Tom, you're saying that there could be signs that the choice of Xi Jinping could lead to reforms in China based on his life's history and his sense of familiarity with the West and the Midwest. But what challenges does he face as he steps in as China's new leader?
Well, that's a great question, because China, while it's seen its economy rise, it's over 300 to 500 million people have moved out of that poverty into the middle class over the last 30 years. There's still a great sense of inequity in China. The pollution problems, the gap between the haves and the have-nots are issues that he and the rest of the leaders of China are going to have to manage. The biggest fear the Chinese leader has is losing control, not so much perhaps from outside influences, but from the masses internally. Making sure that they continue to have a good life is going to be very important in order to manage this 1.3 billion people, one-fifth of all of humanity.
Well, Tom, can we put this then, frame this in the sense of what do these challenges that he'll face, what do they mean to us here in Michigan, to businesses and and in terms of our cultural and educational ties?
Well, again, one of the things we need to do is to allow our president and Congress to deal with some of the national and international issues. And I think Governor Snyder has the absolutely right perspective and plan for Michigan. China is the fastest growing world economy. It went over the last decade from the sixth largest economy in the world to the second largest, and many are predicting that it'll surpass the U.S. economy in the next 4 to 5 years. Here, there's a rising middle class. The Chinese are going to invest over $2 trillion around the world over the next decade. And Governor Snyder's strategy is to seek ways that we can export our goods and services to the rising Chinese middle class and to seek ways to find that some of those foreign direct investment dollars from the Chinese are invested right here in Michigan that'll create jobs and opportunity for the citizens of the great state of Michigan.
And I know you're working closely with Governor Snyder. What can you tell us about his trip and what came out of that?
Well, one of the things that it's extremely important that the governor is doing is building relationships with China. You cannot have the equivalent of a one-night business stand with Chinese leaders and business leaders or government leaders. You need to develop those relationships, which are oftentimes referred to as guanxi, the relationships, the connections that you have. Governor Snyder has made two trips in his first 2 years in office. This is juxtaposed to what I would consider prior administration playing Peking duck, never traveling to China, the fastest growing large economy in the world, to seek and develop these relationships. And I think what is happening is you're seeing the exports of our goods and services continue to rise to China. And there's many international exports that believe that that is only going to grow exponentially moving forward. So these relationships Governor Snyder is building today are paying off with jobs and opportunities in Michigan today, and it will grow moving into the future.
Tom, knowing that you have been going back and forth to China for so many years and getting a sense of who the Chinese people are and who the Chinese government is, what misconceptions do we, let's say here in Michigan, tend to hold about China, and at what risk?
Well, one of the biggest problems has been is that every election year, China is kind of cast out as the political boogeyman, where it's easy to put ship jobs to China on a bumper sticker to scare the American electorate into voting for a particular candidate. But we have gained much by doing business with China, and we need to see some of those benefits going forward. We also need to stress that far too many of us are ignorant. This is a statement by the National Geographic Society about a decade ago, and it hasn't improved, ignorant about all things Asia, and particularly China. When I'm in the countryside of China, I'll run into young people that speak English. And yet, how many of us really know much about the history, the culture, and the language of one out of every five people on the planet? There's no more important relationship. We have to find ways to build this, not only at our government level, but a people-to-people connections, because that's it's going to be critical to all of us going forward. And this is a relationship that cannot end at divorce. We have to find a way to assure that China's rise doesn't come in America's demise and vice versa. And if we work to develop those human relationships, I think that it'll bode well for all of us.
What would be the what would you fear that would be the outcome if it would this relationship would end in a rupture and in a divorce?
Well, one of the big fears is that right now, is quite honestly, the Chinese economy is propping up quite a bit of the world economy, because both the European Union and the American economy has hit a speed bump in 2008, and the Chinese economy is humming along, and so that has kind of propped up the world economy going forward. If they were to have an economic hiccup and kind of falter, it would drag all of us down. Currently, the relationship between China and America is like a big bowl of spaghetti, or dan dan noodles, as they would say in China. Mm-hmm. And we're inextricably linked. And we have to make sure that these relationships, as you pointed out, the frenemy, I think he called it.
The frenemies?
Yeah. And we have that that cooperation and competition and making sure that we can get over any immediate problem today and look towards the long term. Because if this relationship were to falter, I think that it would have devastating consequences around the globe.
Tom Watkins, a former state school superintendent of Michigan and former mental health director, and someone who's very closely involved in building ties, cultural, economic, and educational, between Michigan and China, and flying to Beijing tonight to be present for the selection of China's new president, Xi Jinping. Thanks for talking with us today, Tom.
It's always great to be with you, Sydney. Thank you for having me.